T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, it is time for the Doom Bucket. We will reach in and pick 4 games this week to decide our fate.
Now, our standings. This is two. We got double chase week.
We got double chase week because it's tournament time and Robbie wanted extra games, and I can't say no to him. Right now, the standings are this: Beast 6-2-1, Leroy 5-3-1, Robbie is 5-4. I had a 3-0 week, 5-4. Nice rally.
Whoa! It's wow. So we're all within a
very
game.
Very close within everybody.
Everybody's over 500.
But I was at last place going into last week, so I will pick first. Who's in this bucket?
I don't like 4 it. Games. I don't like it being so close. That means I'm going to lose.
All right, there's one.
You the always got Robbie.
Yo, I don't get it. I don't get why your Mag 7 skills don't transfer over to the Doom Bucket skills.
No, they do. He sucks at that too.
I'm over 500.
No, he's over 500 since the year started.
I had one really bad week when the AAF train crashed. That was terrible. All right, 1, 2. That was a bad crash. Wow, man. 3.
Having a nightmare.
4. All right, and then Beast is next, I believe.
No, Leroy's
no,
next.
No, I'm next.
Oh, yeah. Can't go out of order. It'll contaminate the results.
Of course. The groundskeeper's up right now.
All right.
See if we can break.
All right, let's go.
Brian Anderson, the groundskeeper.
Yeah. Tobin, what do you got?
All right, here are my games. I have number 13, Vermont, taking on 4-seed Florida State. FSU is a 10-point favorite.
I believe that game will be going on tomorrow while we're at the Trent Peaks.
Yes, it's a 2 o'clock tip-off tomorrow. I have Northeastern, a 13-seed, taking on a 4-seed in Kansas. That is at 4 p.m. Kansas is a 7-point favorite. I have a 12-seed Oregon taking on a 5-seed Wisconsin at 4:30. Wisconsin is a 1.5-point favorite. And at 2 o'clock, I have 13-seed UC Irvine taking on a 4-seed in Kansas State. KSU is a 5-point favorite.
Hey, that one might be Friday. That one might be Friday. Some of them are Thursday. Some of them are Friday. I'm up next. I believe this is Friday action, 12:40. Oklahoma gets Ole Miss, a good 8-9 matchup. Ole Miss is a 2-point favorite. That game is being played in Columbia, South Carolina. 1:30, Northern Kentucky, the Norse, against Texas Tech. Texas Tech is a 14-point favorite. And, oh, this is the tournament matchup everybody's talking about. Murray State against Marquette. Marquette is a 4-point favorite. Two really good players on each team. John Morant could be a top 4 pick. And Leroy, this game, Montana against Michigan. Michigan, a 15.5-point favorite. A lot of money pouring in on Montana. It was up to 20 at one point. Now it's down to 15. A little fishy.
All right, Leroy, what do you got, man?
I have the Iowa Hawkeyes against Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a 3.5-point favorite. I have Belmont.
Ooh.
Against Maryland. Maryland is a 3.5-point favorite.
What was Belmont's mascot?
The Bruins. They won last night.
Yep. I have New Mexico State and Auburn. Auburn is a 6-point favorite. And I have Yale versus LSU. LSU is a 7.5-point favorite.
That's the fishiest line of the tournament.
Yeah, I'm taking Yale.
Because LSU's a 3-seed. They're only giving 7.5. Their coach is out. I mean, there's all sorts of pandemonium there at LSU. Super fishy line.
What do you got, Beast?
All right, I got Nevada taking on the hated Gators, at least by me. That's a 6:50 p.m.
What's the spread on that game? Just so the listeners.
Nevada is favored by 2. Gardner Webb against Virginia. Virginia favored by 23.5.
Ooh.
That's impossible. They don't score. They try not to score.
If the under was an option. Look at that. Look at that total.
130 and a half. Oh, yeah, that's going under.
Okay. Minnesota and Louisville. Louisville's a 5.5-point favorite. And UCF against VCU. UCF is a 1.5-point favorite.
All right. There we go.
I already got my picks. I'm good to go.
Big time, everybody. Setting up. We'll pick those at the end of the show. and figure that all out. Again, the Heat are taking on San Antonio tonight. Big time matchup for the Heat as they are trying to stay in this playoff hunt. Right now, they're the eighth seed. Yesterday, had a huge comeback by Brooklyn. Crazy. D'Angelo Russell at 44 points, 25 in the fourth quarter, and they were able to beat the Kings by a couple of points, and so they stay ahead of the Heat by a game and a half. That was a really impressive performance. He's had a hell of a season. It's been crazy to think he was pretty much kicked off a team because of not kicked off, but like they wanted to oust him because he was hating the locker room with the whole Swaggy P thing that went down, and he's had a chance to flourish this year. It's been interesting to watch for sure. So there's that going on as well. The Dolphins, who they officially announced Ryan Fitzpatrick this week. Now, is it possible, boys, is it possible that we have a situation here where it's Fitzpatrick being used as a smokescreen? Because, like, looking at the Dwayne Haskins thing where he's working out, do they just put him there as a situation where, oh, we're going to have whatever young buck come in, they're not going to start right away. So we're just putting our plan in place to have our vet. We don't want to be Osweiler.
Oh, I think it's totally possible that they could draft a quarterback in this draft and still have Fitzpatrick.
Because there's some people who are nervous. I feel like he's the perfect guy to tank this thing up. Like, he's a guy who's going to heave it all over the place. He's going to make a lot of mistakes. Maybe we'll have a fun week every now and then. But he is a time bomb. Like,
can't you have a scenario where you draft, if you're lucky enough to get a quarterback at 13, you draft a quarterback, you have Fitzpatrick start, you're grooming the young guy, you tank anyways, you get another first-round pick, and get the best player on the board next year.
You ready for my scenario? What I would think the Dolphins should do, or at least explore, as far as throwing it out there. Tank this year, whatever. You get the first pick in the draft. Everyone thinks take Tua, right? Wrong. If you listen to trade offers, see if you can pick up an extra one or maybe an additional two first-round picks, a la in the movie Draft Day. And then you can draft either Trevor Lawrence with your own bad pick, or maybe somebody else too is bad in his rookie year, and you get somebody else's pick at number one overall.
It's gonna be super annoying if Tua is not good this year, or if he gets hurt. Oh, that'd be terrible with all this planning that you're trying to do. But you know, I do think that if we just look at what they've been trying to do, like you see what they're doing with Robert Quinn, where they're trying to pawn him off to the Cowboys, pay some of that so they can get some kind of a draft pick back. Like they are spending the money, too, in ways just to get more assets this year. Like that, it's so clearly the plan. Like, I know that they don't want to come out there and say that for Brian Flores, and I know that bothers you, too, Leroy, because of him coming in his first year. But, like, ultimately, if they are trying to set him up for the most success down the road, isn't that good for him?
The problem with that is that the only thing that could happen is he does too bad. Right? Because he could do such a bad job, which is exactly what they want. That after this year, they go, yeah, we can't have you. Once we do get the pieces, we can't have you coaching them. Look how bad you sucked.
Yeah, but like,
yeah, but point, that's
like, why would you give
the only thing that can happen is bad. That's all I'm saying. Like, you're never at the end of this year, there is nothing that could happen that will say, yeah, Flores did a good job.
But isn't that one of those things where like, you would think that he's going to come in here, see if he has any pieces that he actually likes. Like, it's not going to be one of those cases where he's going to actually lose the locker room of guys who you think are going to be around here a while, other than Xavier Minka, you know, Laremy Tunsil, maybe Kiko Alonso sticking around, maybe the linebackers. But I don't know, man. Like, I feel like he's going to end up bringing in his guys anyway. Like, that's typically what happens. It's happened with Gase. It happens with Philbin. Remember Philbin that first year? He had all those veterans who thought he was a boob. They started the leadership council. And he ousted him after a year. Like, normally that first year, you feel out who you got, and then the second year, you're going to get guys that fit your culture anyway.
All right. I'm just saying, like, in all these situations that I have seen, the only thing that can happen is coach, he could do too bad. And they're like, yeah, we can't have him run our organization after this, even though we were rebuilding. You can tell they were rebuilding based on one thing. When have you known the Dolphins to not make a bad free agent signing?
They like making splashes.
Right. And they said, no, we're going to refrain from all that nonsense.
Yep.
Even though you have to spend a certain amount of money. Now, I would like to see them sign a couple of guys early. Go ahead and see if you can work something out with Xavier Howard. Like, because so many times they've paid the wrong guy, and then the guy that they needed to pay ends up going free.
Yeah, the timing on this stuff is usually bad for the Dolphins.
Right. So I wish that they would, if they're going to spend money, do it that way.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
Heated action tonight against San Antonio. Out in San Antonio, we hate that place. Miami hasn't won very much out there. They've only won 5 times in the history of the series out in San Antonio. But they'll give it a go tonight. 8:30 is your tip-off. 7:30 is when Zaz and Tommy Tiger have the pregame show right here in your flagship station for the Miami Heat, AM 790 FM, 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. And while the Spurs are a 5-point favorite, maybe the Heat will...
Well, it's 5. It's gone down.
Oh, no, wait. Did I misread that? Of course I did, because it's the internet. Let's see. It's 6.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit. But maybe the Heat will pull one out for Pat Riley's 74th birthday.
Best. Don't ruin the Godfather's birthday.
Yep. I mean, that's what it should be.
You know that Ellisberg already, he called him up today. You know, he put on the Bruce Springsteen track, sang him happy birthday. They're doing everything they want to make this the best birthday ever for Pat Riley. 74 years young. Don't ruin this Heat. All right?
Which Mahoosie, the Marlins are winning 3-0.
It's 4-0 now. Lewis Brinson just got an RBI single.
Way to go,
Brinson. It was an infield in. The infield was drawn in.
All right, got it. Top of the fourth. 4-0.
Right,
Fish. Nice. Daddy likey. What? What?
What do you mean, daddy likey?
I like when the fish win.
Like, why is it?
Don't. Why? I would say let's switch seats so you could hit them, but your arms are too damn short.
Do a Superman punch. I'll jump and do it.
You'd have to get so close he'd poke
you
in the eye.
Stop with your eyes.
I hate when he does that.
It's like, the worst.
And you know, like he'll make a comment, and then you look over, and his eyes say, "This is shenanigans."
Speaking of shenanigans, did you see this James Harrison?
Yeah, the 500 pounds.
Why doesn't he just go live his life? Like, don't you think James Harrison is done being a menace?
Have a cheeseburger. Just don't play.
He's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go lift my 500 pounds and scream at a gym. Well, like, at that point, everybody in the gym should just leave. They're like, well, what's the point? I mean, he's done it all now.
-1.
That wasn't for James Harrison. That was for Beast. I probably should have done that earlier.
Yeah.
I like the guy who just kind of, like, looks away from James Harrison as he picks up his little dumbbell.
Like, the regular NFL player bench presses what?
Not that.
I don't know.
3-something?
I've seen a YouTube clip of, like, Richie Incognito doing 500.
Oh.
But
he's not regular.
Yeah.
He's irregular.
I don't know. I mean, he's just doing this for kicks. Like, he's so scary. He is the most terrifying person, I think, in the NFL. Remember that Dolphins playoff game, and he's just old as hell, just mauling people?
He definitely has a mean streak, if you will.
Yeah, he looks to go dominate iron.
Well, what do you think 5'11", 290 looks like? I mean, it's not nice.
It looks like Bane.
Right. Like, they could have put the mask on him, and he could have been Bane.
Trying to think if there's anyone scarier in the NFL. I don't know that there is.
You know who was, like, from the outside, looked that scary, but really wasn't? John Randall.
Oh, yeah, he was a man amongst boys.
Yeah, but he, man, you want to talk about, like, playful and silly, cool dude.
Who's the most, like, no-nonsense, just going to kick your ass guy besides Harrison?
UD?
No. In the NFL.
In the NFL?
Like Luke Kuechly?
No. I wouldn't be scared.
Cam Wake puts up with nonsense.
Cam Wake's pretty no-nonsense. Dude doesn't eat anything that's like.
Yeah, I would say Cam nasty. Wake. Cam Wake.
But he's old.
He's never had a.
Don't matter.
Well, so Harrison's older.
So is James Harrison.
He's younger than James Harrison.
Yeah, true.
Can you imagine being a young pup and they're like, and Harrison calls you up and he's just like, all right, kid, let's go lift. And you're like, oh.
Hey, I went to him one time. Robert said, hey, you want to go run some striders? I'm like, sure. Like, because, you know, like way Denny would do it is every second or third day, he would have a special teams practice. And you just lift weights in the evening, except if unless you were on special teams. So we'd lift and then go run some striders, you know, like 15, 20 striders, 100-yard striders to keep moving. Except here's the problem. He was striding. My little fat legs were double-timing it. So after like five, I'm like, geez.
Yeah, it just has to – you know that if you're going in to work out with James Harrison, like you're just in for – a day.
Boys, I got a shake up in my bracket.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Want to hear my final four?
Sure.
I have Duke, Michigan, Tennessee, and North Carolina.
Where was the shake up?
Huh?
Where's the shake up? Yeah,
I mean, that you didn't have Gonzaga?
No, I got Murray State beating Gonzaga.
I will tell you this.
All right.
I don't have Duke winning my bracket, winning the bracket.
Oh, then you're an idiot.
Well, there's a reason for that because everybody in bracket mania is picking Duke to win it all.
That is 1,
so you could be right and be like in 47th place.
That is correct. That's why I'm doing it. Simply because
could be wrong and be at 170.
But guess
place.
What? If I pick Duke.
You ain't first or last.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I pick Duke, I have no chance of winning the bracket.
Hey, check this out.
No chance.
But if you last, you got to throw it to the dartboard.
We play for keeps around here.
No, but
okay,
in all of my brackets, I am not picking Duke to win in all of the for entertainment purposes.
Dude, you're not picking Michigan anymore?
When he came off of that
I picked Duke to be Michigan.
When he came off of that layoff and he had a perfect night.
Yeah, I know,
field,
I know.
It's very good, yes.
I get it, but
come on, man.
You have to, what's supposed to do with that? And he's got two other top five picks with him?
They're very inconsistent shooting the three.
Duke's starting five is going to be 1-5 in the next.
They have off-night shooting.
I'm just saying that everyone else in every bracket that I'm in is going to pick Duke.
Yeah, great. So what?
So if something happens,
why? Because they have a monster.
It never always happens.
Their best player.
But if Zion breaks another shoe and is out,
really?
You can't go with that.
Hey,
well, that's what. I suck anyways. If I'm gonna suck, I might as well suck differently.
Yeah, but you might end up last. You might end up last.
We're not just playing between the five of us. We're playing. You know, we want to win the whole Twin Peaks hysteria, not just
I get it, but. You're going to have to pick other cute stuff along the way.
Yeah, you have three other Final Four teams.
What happened is you're getting too cute.
Where you make your money.
That's not really that cute.
Where you make your money in these picks is the early rounds.
Those games are only worth 1 point.
I suck in the early rounds, which is why I have to make a big change in the late rounds.
You know what I see? I see you toeing the line because that's just ridiculous.
It's not a slam dunk that they're going to win.
Bro.
Really? There's not a whole bunch of guarantees.
What are the
Carolina could beat them.
Robbie, what are the odds?
They're the biggest favorites. They're like +200 to win the whole thing.
No.
Ridiculous favorite.
Carolina got two breaks. They didn't get to face them. And then
they lost by one with them.
What?
Yeah, when they played in the ACC championship game with Zion played, they only lost by 1 point.
But they lost.
It did. You're right.
But they lost. Like, this isn't tiddlywinks. They lost. And the first game, that don't count. You had such a moral come down.
Yeah, correct. I agree.
You had Barack Obama courtside, and everybody's mourning like there's a funeral because his shoe exploded.
That was odd.
That is not a win. I don't count that for North Carolina.
Ndamukong Suh, scary.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And dirty. And dirty as a player.
And mean.
Yeah?
Yeah, stomped on a dude's nuts.
What?
Let me explain.
That was his whole thing.
Let me explain.
No, don't try to give me football.
I'm not giving you football.
Blah, blah,
nothing.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm telling you like this. When that guy's on your team, you like that. You want that. For people to act like, oh, he's so dirty and he's so that guy plays nose guard and gets pounded all game. You want him to be that nasty.
Yeah, maybe so, but I mean, it just goes with it. Like, he's scary, but he's also dirty. Plays dirty. All his tricks. All right. 15 minutes of heat is next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
This is All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. 15 minutes of heat. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game. With 4 South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more info.
It's also brought to you by Geico. Fitzmagic could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heat take on the Spurs tonight. Spurs are in the midst of a 9-game win streak. They are the hottest team in the NBA, and they ain't doing it against bums either. They're doing it against the Warriors, the Bucks, the Thunder, the Blazers. They've had some good wins along this streak as well. And your Miami Heat find themselves right now in the 8th spot in the East right now. They are behind the Brooklyn Nets by a game and a half. Heat sit at 34-36. They're tied in the loss column, but they're only a game and a half up on the Orlando Magic as well. So even though you are coming off that awesome win against the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road, shorthanded, all that stuff, you're still fighting for you're still scrapping up here. This is not in the bag for you. So it's an important game tonight, and not a game you can probably feel that great about because of how little success you've had in that building, and quite frankly, how good that team is playing right now. And it is incredible that Popovich has these guys playing that good again. They're fifth in the Western Conference. You know, people probably thought that they were going to be sunk in the water with the whole Kawhi thing. They did deal with that last year, that he wasn't out, and so now they add DeMar DeRozan. But, you know, they kind of go against the grain about how everybody else is going to win. Robbie told you yesterday how few three-pointers they shoot. That's not their thing. But, hey, maybe they go reverse psychology today and Popovich goes bombs away because he won't be expecting it.
I mean, that's usually what he does against the Heat. Like, if you look both finals, it was three-pointers, bombs away. I think Patty Mills is still on the Spurs.
Oh, my God, Patty Mills. It lives in my nightmares.
Oh, man. You know what? I would say
Lonnie Walker's
the one
on Spurs.
Thing that's the most frustrating with this Heat team, and I think it's because of where they are with a bunch of teams in the East. On any given night, they could beat anybody.
Yeah.
But more so than the other teams they compete with from those spots. But then they could lose to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get a feel for who they really are or how good they really are when you see them beat anybody, like the Warriors, and lose to anybody, like get blown out by the Suns.
Yep.
So that's the tough thing. I will say this. They haven't had that stretch this year. And every year they have that stretch of like 8 out of 10.
This was pretty crazy. Barry Jackson wrote this in his column yesterday. Maybe it was Anthony Chang. I saw it in the Miami Herald. Anthony Chang wrote this. It was a piece about how good the Heat have been in March under Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
In his career, Eric Spoelstra has led the Heat to a 111-59 record all time in March, which is obviously tremendous. They have been, in the last 3 years, 26-15 in the month of March, and they have posted a top 7 NBA net rating the last 3 seasons in March.
Now,
so he does really always get them cranking late.
I would say this, that one of the things that's helped him, and it sucks to say this, is injuries and trades. Because now you don't have a pool of 10 guys who are about the same. You only have a pool of about 6 guys.
Yeah.
And I think that's helped a lot also.
I think that's helped. I think the fact that the center thing seems like it's really cooked well together. The fact that Kelly Olynyk has really turned it on.
I think he's just got more opportunities because, you know, he was one of those guys that was getting like sparing minutes, not a lot of minutes. And then one time you were forced into a situation where you had to play him a ton of minutes, and it's like, whoo, you can play.
Yeah.
And then you kept doing it, and lo and behold.
Him and Bam have played really well together. Hassan getting in those short bursts. I mean, that chemistry of that bench seems like it's worked out really well. I mean, we know Dwayne's been fantastic all year, but even just adding Goran there, Goran's always been good when he just gets his own time to flourish, and he could just run things and not have to worry about everybody else or feeding everybody else. You just let the Dragon kind of go and do his thing. And also the fact that, you know, he's become a very big threat from downtown. He's a good shooter.
I'm wondering if, like they say, Goran's the point guard, but would Goran work better as the two and Justice as the point guard?
That's going to be interesting. He kind of hinted that he wants to get back into the starting lineup.
He did the same thing Hassan did.
Yes,
but differently.
But he's got an accent.
Right.
He's like, listen, Jeeks. Can I tell you, I should be starting, man. Listen, they got Deion out there, and I love Deion, you know, 7-11, but he's Brick City, man. Come on, you get me out there. Let's go.
I mean, he says, I'm a starter in this league. Same, Justin's, Justice said the same thing.
Hmm?
Right?
There's a lot of guys on this team that think they should be starters. That's why, you know, that's why I thought this was going to be Eric Spoelstra's toughest job that he's had, because you had this weird cross between the young guys who are starting to hit their stride and what their roles are in this league, and then you have a bunch of veterans who you paid a lot of money and a lot of years to.
Hey, man.
So what are you going
to
do?
Let me explain something to you. First thing I learned in sports, and people don't want to hear this garbage because they always put it around contracts. First thing your coach says, you earn your minutes.
Yeah.
You earn your plays. He said, once you sign the contract, your deal with the organization is done. But your deal with this coaching staff and this team and your players has just begun. And you earn everything.
Yeah.
My problem is that there's a lot of guys that have earned more minutes. And because Spo doesn't want to break a rotation, it almost seems that in some instances when he says that, he says you earn your minutes and then I want to keep everything going as it is, you're kind of contradicting yourself.
But I do think that we have seen like an issue with this, with these guys feeling like they almost play with just the sense of entitlement. And I think that if you do put guys in uncomfortable roles, feeling like they have to prove something even on their own team, I think that can kind of get them going to show, oh, you don't think I'm good enough to start? You know, bleep you. I do think that can help some of the fat cat syndrome.
I think he puts them in a situation where it's hard to do. Like, you're not getting, like, there's a bunch of guys that may feel that way, but they're not getting consistent minutes.
Mostly everybody's I would say the only guy who really has seen a big dip has been James Johnson.
Deion?
It's a short leash.
That's what you call that?
Yep.
When at the first time out,
yep.
D-Wade comes in.
That'd be a short leash.
Philly Cheese sitting down.
Leash. He looks like he's shooting a yo-yo.
No, short leash on his playing time.
I guess, but like it's one of these things with it. It does feel though like he has found the good. I mean, ideally, when Justice is healthy, like it feels like he's found the right mix as it goes. Now, Josh Richardson is doing one of those things where he doesn't hit the broadside of a barn with his shot the last couple of games,
but he ain't making them all,
huh?
I mean, still ain't making them. He's just not shooting bricks.
Oh, he's not even close lately. But it's one of those things where he always seems like he'll have these real skunk treads, and then it bursts. I mean,
well, his thing is that there's a few guys, and I would say Justice, I would say Bam, and I would say Jay Rich. They do a lot of stuff on the basketball court that doesn't necessarily have to be scored.
I agree.
But at some point, you need to score.
Yeah, but with JJ, it just seems like it's just one of those things where his shot's off right now. Like, it's one of those, you know, he's got to probably shoot his way out of it.
Do we almost have to be patient because we see where Justice came from?
Yeah, because he's been good all year shooting the basketball. Right. It's just, mm-hmm. he's just had this two-game stretch right now. I think he's, like, five for his last, you know, 31 or something like that. It's just a real stink fest of the last couple of games that he's put out there.
When he goes back to like missing like gimme layups, bunnies as they call them.
No, but Justice or Jay Rich?
Justice. Yeah, when that happens, that's when it's all over.
What do you mean it's all over?
It's all over.
He hasn't been. He's been good with that shot all year, man.
No, it's bound to. It's bound to come back.
Sometimes... Why would that come back? He's at the rim. That doesn't make sense.
Listen.
Sometimes Justice in the teardrop. Oof.
Listen. The crab average. If he hasn't crabbed in a while, the law of averages says he has to be back to the crab. At least I'm just trying to translate beast.
You guys don't know how crabs work. Like, once you grow out of your shell, you grow a new shell. You're comfortable.
We saw TV the other day, and the crab always had the big ass claw. He might not use it. He might use the little one. But he's lugging that big claw around.
They rip the claws off and they grow new claws.
He's more like a soft shell now. Like he's not a fiddler.
What goes around comes around.
Not always. Look.
Once a crab, always a crab.
We've seen a couple of finger rolls.
You're really gonna do the thing where you don't trust any of this that you're seeing from Justice Winslow?
Listen,
you trust none of it.
Don't do that.
I trust it but
no.
Yeah, but he's in a completely different position. Like, he's running the offense.
And
it's been good.
Suddenly the rim could look really small to
that
him.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would the rim suddenly look smaller at the rim?
Suddenly the backboard.
Hey, if you want to tell me he's going to go ice cold from three, all right, here.
No, can do that.
He's going to just start being fiddler at the rim again?
Yes.
Mistake number one, right? Look at who you're talking to. Suggesting that somebody is not athletic.
I didn't say he wasn't athletic. That's not what I said.
What did you say?
You said what goes around comes around.
That's correct.
Which means absolutely nothing.
It's just a thing.
Right.
You're just saying stuff.
You're going to get on me for saying a thing. You're the number one person on the show for just saying
things. My stuff always has substance. You just threw out some bland toast.
Slow your roll there, homie.
No. I'm like a burst of flavor. I'm like a gobstopper.
No, you're like a machine gun.
Yeah, an accurate one.
The whole point of a machine gun is that you don't have to be accurate.
You're just hosing them down.
Yep.
You don't have to be close.
What have I ever...
What was that noise?
What was that? It sounds like you're motorboating somebody.
Micro wrestling.
We saw that.
Impression's not your thing.
No.
Just that's your Goran Dragic impression.
He is lifting weights.
I hate you guys. The worst thing is like, why do I feel that all my things are on speed dial?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mei Wei Chen.
That's there.
There we go.
Yep.
That's so old.
But a goodie.
Yeah.
Man, he's terrible.
You know how many times he played Tobin's and Joy with a G?
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now that Robbie has a few to get on there. Now that Robbie's talking more,
somebody said -1, heat commandment, justice we trust.
That's not the commandment. It's hashtag justice better. But summer swindle word is enjoy. ENGOY, enjoy. Text that to 72881.
Spell it like you say it.
Say it with the chest. We're back after this.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down each
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to talk to Miami Mayor Francis Suarez next hour as we want to find out the latest with Dwayne Wade Boulevard and where things stand on getting renamed Biscayne Boulevard.
I would love a
Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
I would love her koala to jump in my car.
Did we see him jump in the car?
No, we don't see him jump in the car.
Okay.
You see him, he's in the car.
He's so cute.
I'm showing these guys a video from Australia because, of course, a koala decided to go into somebody's car they left open.
And guess what?
And he ain't
leaving. You know how dogs bark at things?
Yeah.
That dog is not playing.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. He's so cute.
He's adorable. Oh, Australia's got such better animals than us.
I know.
Oh, no. But look at them claws.
Also more dangerous.
Look at them claws.
He's not going to do anything. He's going to fall asleep before he does anything.
I mean, he could do something to you if he wanted to. Like, if he...
Oh!
Go back. I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Oh, my God. Just mauled the camera.
No, let me see.
I told you.
Go back.
Here it comes.
Try to push him out the car.
It tries to grab him.
Ah! Well, no. I mean, you can't be forceful. You have to be nice.
Bro, if that koala doesn't say it's time to go.
Uh-oh. Now he's going by the dog.
Once the koala says no the first time, you got to get him out.
No,
koala carries disease.
No means no.
Yeah, koalas have chlamydia.
Can they pass it to humans?
I don't think it's the same strand.
Or strain?
Strain.
Whatever.
Strand?
Strand.
Whatever, bro.
I literally thought it was strand.
It's in hair.
Act like you guys are a bunch of schoolhouse rockers.
Look, is he trying to mate with himself?
No, bro.
Look.
He's trying to get out of the car is what he's trying to do. He's a koala. He's a marsupial that belongs in a tree.
Look.
But unfortunately, this koala doesn't want your help, and what are you going to do? Are you going to get mauled by his little koala paws?
He's basically trying to kick the ass of that koala.
Now he's
going to
go up in the tree and fall asleep.
Yeah, koalas sleep a lot.
They do. All day.
Shout out, by the way, to the Palm Beach Zoo koalas who have been awake the last 2 times I've been there.
Look.
Yep.
You know what? That should be our next field trip. Going with Tobin to the zoo.
No.
Yeah, because you know he harasses the animals.
He knows.
You bum-ass lion! You know he just yells
at
animals.
That's all they do in captivity. They're not doing tricks. It's not a circus.
No, bro. If you're here,
Tobin wants action.
If you're here for the zoo, you're here for me. That means entertain me. Be cute. I'm not asking for a lot. Be a koala. Eat some eucalyptus leaves, and let me see you in action.
So you don't necessarily need them to do flips and stuff. I'm not a
monster.
I'm amazed by that. They just having a standoff.
The dog. I'm surprised that
the dog didn't bark.
I'm surprised they didn't get somewhere bad. Apparently, the reason why the koala liked it so much was because it was air conditioned. I'm not even making that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the koala was like, "What is this sorcery with the air conditioning on here?"
And koalas, why just let them pet them?
Koalas can bite and claw,
yeah,
and they're actually
they
don't like dogs.
Yeah, well, that dog is lucky.
They do not like dogs.
Well, guess what?
I'm reading.
They were just staring at each other.
Well, who do you think wins a fight? Like a regular house dog or a koala?
What kind of house dog?
Like that dog. Like if they actually...
Like a Labrador?
That dog that we saw
there. Like
a
black lab.
Yeah. Like if that dog was to throw down...
A lab ain't going
to
fight.
Yeah, this lab's...
What about a pit bull?
That's not a house dog.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is, but that's not what you think of when you think of a house dog. You think of like a golden retriever or a black lab.
What about Oreo?
Really?
What about Oreo?
I don't know where you from, Mr. Sully and Murph. But in the hood, a pit bull is a house dog.
What about Oreo?
Like, I think of Oreo.
Let me tell you something about that little sneaky dog. Oreo will bark like he's the baddest dog in the hood, in the neighborhood, right?
But then when it comes to action.
Then when somebody snap back at him, he gone. Back in the house. He runs outside and run under them bushes all the time because something moved, and he come right out of there.
Ugh. Crazy. Hey, do you want to hear a liar? His name is Bryce Harper.
Oh, Jesus.
He was asked about the Mike Trout contract. Tell me whether or not you believe this quote. Quote, when I talked to Trout this offseason, I told him, man, I want to get as much as I can so that you can blow me out of the water pretty much. And he did. I'm very happy for him.
Lie.
Gotta say, before this all started, the only person that was talking about $400 million contract was Bryce Harper's representative.
That's correct. Right.
So I gotta say, when he only got $300 million, and then somebody really got $400 million.
Plus,
right. $400 million and some pocket change.
Hey, man. I hope that I get as much money as I can so that somebody pays you $100 million more. It's like,
I would say this. That's an interesting twist on it.
It certainly
is. I do think he's happy for his buddy.
Oh, I do too.
But he thought he was going to be that guy.
Yeah, you feel like you were like the contract alley-oop. Is that what you're trying to insinuate, Bryce Harper?
He's not the best player.
He's not.
Trout is the best player, and I think everybody knows that, including him.
Yeah, but he was actively recruiting Trout, trying to get him to the Phillies in a couple years.
Really?
What? He was.
He was tampering.
And this still can't happen?
I mean, I guess they could trade for him.
Right. No, but that contract needs to be in L.A. That's the only place that contract could be, is L.A., New York, or Boston.
It's a second team in L.A., too.
Yeah, it's like, but this
doesn't matter. L.A.
is L.A.
Boston or New York. There ain't no other team could, like, which made it even more amazing is that the original $300 million contract was given to Stan, except it was $3 million the first year or the first 10 years and then $100 million the last
Jeffrey
year.
Lurie, king of the backload.
Remember when we thought the A-Rod contract was, like, the biggest thing ever?
$250 million.
Yep.
I mean, it was the biggest thing ever.
It was.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Two $250 million.
I get that, but I'm saying Mike Trout's going to make $200 million more.
No, he signed two $250 million.
I know. I get it. I'm saying for one contract.
Yeah, and then the summer after he signed it, then all the steroid stuff came out.
Correct.
Oh, man.
No, the second one.
Yeah, the second one.
Did you see the story in the Post about Jeets and Brian Cashman?
I started reading some of it. I was a little bored of it, to be honest with you.
They don't like each other?
Basically, they hated each other until the Stan deal.
Yeah, if you follow the Yankees, that's a known thing. Like, Jeter had a bad negotiation with Brian Cashman. Jeter kind of wanted the Kobe deal, almost. Like, Jeter was...
Almost left. Almost did a Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, Jeter was wearing down. Jeter was the short... Jeter was never going to move from shortstop.
Nope.
And, you know, he didn't have the range that he used to anymore, and he wanted to not go anywhere, but he wanted to get paid a boatload of money. And Cashman was like, come on, man. Like, how much am I going to pay Derek Jeter? And so it really soured the relationship.
Okay, but wait.
If I put Jeter in that situation right now, does he pay Jeter?
Well, but that's the interesting thing with the whole Stanton thing that went down. Like, you know, it was interesting that Jeter came into the situation with the whole Stanton thing hanging over. And he didn't talk to Stan directly. Like, he kind of froze him out and just took some comments that he said at the end of the season to John Heyman and just kind of ran with them.
I mean, one of the things that bothers me in sports, for whatever reason, it's nothing against anybody personally. But here's what I hate with sports. When you have gone through something in sports, you should have an understanding of how things work. And if you're in a position to go through that from the other side, you should do better.
I agree.
And a lot of times, they just assume the role and do the same things that happen to them. And it's even more insulting because they've been there.
Yeah, and we gave Jeter heat for that last year. Like, he should have been more upfront with Giancarlo Stanton, and he also should have been at those winter meetings instead of being at a Dolphins game. You know, instead of sending Mike Hill to be part of these negotiations, because I told you, as a Marlins fan last year, that wasn't a good look for me. Let me get this straight. The whole idea is you're supposed to have the best brand in baseball, Derek Jeter, be the guy running the organization, and instead, we got the same face who's been here for all the trades and all the rip-downs, basically except for Huizenga's, and you have that same guy running this trade. I know that Stan had a no-trade clause. I know that. I know that they wanted to go to the Giants, they wanted to go to the Cardinals, and ultimately it was his choice to go to the Yankees. But I was that was the hope when Derek came here. Now, it felt like some of that stuff did turn. I know that once the season got going and they were, you know, Real Muto was having a really good year, he took more ownership of his players. So I do feel like that stuff got better. But yeah, the start to the whole Jeter thing last year, it was not good.
And it wasn't bad because of what he did. We all knew that that was probably going to happen. But to be Jeter and to tell the stories of him and Cashman and then turn around and handle the situation like he did.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he's like telling
the
media, he's like, oh, well, I he said he didn't want to be part of a rebuild. It's like,
Right.
So we're doing that thing.
So you say if he said he wanted to be there, you pay him $300 million?
Right.
Right, come on. Don't do that.
Yeah, and then the idea that he ended up going to the Yankees, Jeter's former team.
Right.
And again, I know that Stan had the no trailer. It's just the optics of it. It was like, it was just a rough look.
We have some dissension in your... My pit bull lives in my house.
I saw these texts.
Therefore, a house dog. My 100-pound German Shepherd would destroy a koala. Done. Chew treat. Pit bulls.
I know a lot of people do have pit bulls in their house as pets. As
you don't
house
think
dogs.
It's a
are they
house
still
dog?
Banned here?
What's the most standard house dog that you
in
trust?
Miami-Dade? They are.
What's the most standard house dog that you think could take out a koala?
The most standard house dog,
like a Dalmatian.
I don't want to talk about that because evidently I'm off on my what a standard house dog is.
Well,
if I were to put a pit bull in the category, a pit bull is an attack dog, and
it's a house dog.
Okay, a house dog and an attack dog could be the same thing. It's fine. Mm. They could be one and the
what
same.
What about a German Shepherd?
Yeah,
German Shepherd would destroy it.
Right.
What about
Rottweiler?
What about like a golden retriever?
No,
too friendly.
No. Lassie? No, Lassie's a collie.
That's a collie. Yeah.
No, but it. They'll go call somebody. My dog will come get me. Hey, we got a situation living room.
Okay, we have ourselves a marsupial
in
the SUV. What is the kindest dog that would be able to beat a koala?
Lab. Oh, no. You know what? Here's what I'll say about my lab, right?
Yeah.
If that koala walked near Rebecca, my lab would have chewed his face off. Very protective.
Yes.
So... but a pit bull would just play with it.
Golden doodle?
Huh?
Golden doodle?
Somebody said I got a pug being able to take a koala.
No, pugs move too slow.
Terriers.
Terrier.
A Jack Russell little.
Oh, yeah.
My
feisty
dog right now would go up to it, lick it, get swiped, and be out. That's it.
Hashtag third hour's next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.